This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. There is concern over the health of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. He has been ill for several days, suffering from a stomach ailment. Yesterday, Arafat took a turn for the worst, reportedly collapsing while eating dinner and falling unconscious for several minutes. Aides say his condition has now stabilized. Still, Arafat's wife has been summoned from her home in Paris, and top Palestinian officials are gathered at Arafat's Ramallah compound on the West Bank. NPR's Julie McCarthy is also there this morning. And Julie, can you judge how sick Yasser Arafat is?
Well, Renee, nothing is definitive on his condition. One member of the PLO executive committee came out of the compound to say that Arafat's fate is in the hands of his doctors, who will make the decision on whether to move him from his compound to a hospital. We're also being told that Arafat is awake, that he ate a light breakfast, and that he performed prayers before dawn in this Ramadan season. But all other indications are that his condition, which sharply deteriorated last night, is being taken extremely seriously. As you mentioned, his wife arrives from Tunisia to be by his side. She lives in Paris. She was in Tunisia. She's not seen him in 3 years. What exactly is afflicting Arafat is still also a matter of speculation, ranging from gastrointestinal infection to flu to gallstones to possibly stomach cancer. A year ago, he suffered similar symptoms, and he recovered. And it's also worth noting that up until Sunday, Arafat was still holding meetings. But a team of Jordanian doctors has arrived and are said to be attending to him now, so we wait for further word.
Julie, if there is no official successor, no clear successor, what names are in the mix of a possible successor to Arafat?
Well, Palestinian leader Hanan Ashrawi said today there will be no chaos on this question, but certainly no successor, and there isn't one, presents a potential turmoil. Arafat has never named one, in part because he wanted to consolidate power around himself. Today, a stream of Palestinian officials is coming and going from the Mukata, the headquarters. The Prime Minister, Ahmed Kerea, has already been in and out this morning. He was looking very grim-faced and had nothing to offer. Earlier, the former Prime Minister, Mahmoud Abbas, also left the compound. You remember that Abbas, who's also known as Abu Mazen, quit as Prime Minister last year because, in part, he said Arafat refused to cede him the powers he needed to conduct his office. But they hadn't spoken since, and now Arafat's sickness has provided a reconciliation between the two. There's talk of the former Prime Minister joining the current Prime Minister Kerea and the head of the Palestinian National Council to oversee Palestinian affairs now. Officials, however, deny any troika has been formed. But as a measure of the gravity of the situation, all of the members of Arafat's Fatah party have been summoned to the Ramallah headquarters.
And what names are being suggested, are in the mix?
Well, you know, Marwan Barghouti is the most popular Palestinian leader after Arafat, but he's in jail. He's serving a 5 consecutive life sentences for murder. Constitutionally, the head of the Palestinian Legislative Council, or their parliament, would take over, and elections would be held in 60 days. But the speculation is that former Prime Minister Abbas would emerge in the short term. Abbas doesn't have a great constituency, but at the same time, he's seen as someone with some considerable weight. The U.S. sees him as someone to work with. But the fact that he's so suddenly back on the scene is another indication of how unprepared the Palestinians are at the moment to cope with an incapacitated Arafat or a post-Arafat era.
And what about the Israelis? What has been the response there to Arafat's situation?
Oh, interestingly, Army radio reports that Prime Minister Kerea called Prime Minister Ariel Sharon last night and asked that Arafat be allowed to leave for medical treatment. Sharon said yes. Arafat can travel anywhere in the world to seek whatever medical attention he wants. But Israel, you know, Israel's very interested not to be seen to do anything that would somehow hinder Arafat from reaching medical treatment. However, left unanswered by the Israelis is whether they would allow Arafat back into the Palestinian territories were he to leave. For its part, the Israeli army is already reported to be making preparations, fearing that violence could spill out in the West Bank and in Gaza in the event that Arafat dies.
Julie, thanks very much. NPR's Julie McCarthy in the West Bank city of Ramallah.